y'all are going to love him more than you love Steven Adams.
Yeah. I mean,
Now, he's not Aquaman.
No doubt.
But in terms of how loved he will be.
But
because he's the biggest thing in the league.
I knew I fell in love with Zach. Like, when I fell in love with Zach Edey, it was when he made it his personal mission to absolutely dismantle the Volunteers because Rick Barnes didn't offer him.
Well, yeah, and then he told him about it afterwards. I did like that because it didn't seem like that type.
Right.
When I was talking about fire earlier, and
yes.
He let Rick Barnes know afterwards.
Yes, like that's like, when I knew.
Part of why I destroyed you.
Zach Edey really might be one of us. He might really be like that.
One of us.
He might be like that.
The disdain for Tennessee that he obviously shares, that's something that we can latch on to as Memphians.
Automatic.
It makes you Memphian right off the top.
I mean, like
the disdain for Tennessee.
Like opening press conference, bro. Like, how much did you enjoy beating Tennessee?
That's right.
Because we can get you ingrained off rip. You ain't got to even dribble a basketball, you know.
And then them Vols fans said we should have dumped you for Connect.
Oh yeah,
like,
what a win for the Grizz. Like, well, we don't have to worry. We don't have to deal with y'all. This is great. Y'all can stay on that side. Stay on that side.
Yeah, be Predators and Titans fans.
Some folks said the Grizz are gonna have trouble filling up the arena. Like, what do you think? This is the Derek Dooley era? Come on now, dog. We're going to be just fine with Ja. We don't need the Tennessee fans to fill out the arena.
They still drunk from the baseball title, all them shots they did.
That clearly. Go back to Rockies and get some more Jello shots, bro. Y'all on something. Anyway, we'll come back and take your calls. What's our number, bro? I don't even know what our number is.
445-0929, 445-0929. Welcome back, John.
What did you make of the Grizzlies' draft choice of Zach Edey last night? What did you think? Get your opinions. Is it going to be what I saw on the internet last night, which was I saw somebody say Zach Kleiman needs to go?
Oh, come on.
Like, are you guys – like? It was great. I had one guy tweet me. He's a Grizzlies fan. This was not one of those Tennessee fans, right, who I did not engage with at all last night because y'all just have no idea what you're talking about. But he was basically talking about the Grizzlies front office not being right lately. He was like, lately our front office hasn't been right either. They just drafted Gigi at 45 last year.
Man.
Like, I'm not ever reticent
Vince
to criticize.
Too.
Exactly.
You got Vince in the fold.
I'm not hesitant to criticize the Grizzlies draft picks, bro. Okay? But what are we talking about here? They got Desmond Bane at 30. They got Gigi at 45. They got Vince in the second round. Like, their draft record is really, in relative to where they get certain guys, it is some of the best in the NBA. Mm-hmm. They got Bane at 30. They got Santi at 30, which is a good, it's good for that slot. You know, he's a contributor.
Stood Patton got Gigi.
Yeah, I mean, what are we talking about here?
Pretty impressive.
The Grizzlies fans should be thrilled with some of these moves and decisions that the Grizzlies have made. We'll see how they feel about Zach Edey when we get back. Jason and John, how do you turn FM, ESPN?
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. The Gabe Kuhn Show.
Mike Norvell on X at Coach_Norvell. Coach, what's happening, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Definitely an honor to be on your show, brother.
How about it, man? Who knew? Who knew? Not me. Not you either. How about that? Good Lord.
No, really proud of you, though.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
You're off to a great start for your career.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Get ready, because the Gossett Mitsubishi Motors Summer Sales Event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG Highway? We Gossett in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossett $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossett $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars. Mirage RHF 09083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU 01107.64, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO 53896, MSRP 30895, PF 695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid to end of the month with approved dealer stock only.
People are driving for hours to shop at Genesis Diamonds right now, taking advantage of the lowest interest rates on the planet. Zero interest for 5 years with nothing down. But time is running out. You have until this Sunday to do this. How about a $6,000 GIA certified diamond for just $100 a month? Pear shapes, rounds, and even oval diamonds are all included. All designer jewelry and all lab-grown diamonds included, too. Hurry, this free finance offer ends this Sunday with special Sunday hours for your convenience. Genesis Diamonds on Poplar and Perkins Extended. On approved credit, see store for details.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
All 650 acquisition fee, Telluride RG510849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE780169, MSRP 21820. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. Dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales event going on right now at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop.
Randy, the scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for less. 2024 Kia Forte LXS 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month. $34.99 due at signing. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX 357 a month? $39.99 due at signing, 24-month lease.
Plus 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And every Gossett Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or online anytime, KiaMountMoriah.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-700-6898. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898 or biglou.com.
They've hit upon this Fade Brad thing, and how are we ever going to match that, right?
I don't know.
Well, so I've hit upon the new one. Ready?
All right.
It's going to be called Fade Penny Hardaway.
Mm.
What do you think? I mean, because like the most recent one was 70-30 that David Jones would be coming back. Right?
Stop disrespecting me, bro.
92.9 FM, ESPN, the only place in Memphis for the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Not a rental, I own it, mom. Figured out just keep it simple. My stock been going up like a crescendo. A bunch of handshakes from the fakes.
Boom, city fireworks. Two locations, 3rd Street South. Get well at State Line Road for the Mid-South's largest fireworks selection. Open daily 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Get out of the heat, get in that air conditioning. They got the largest selection of fireworks in stock there at Boom City Fireworks. Sparklers, Roman candles, firecrackers, anything you need, they got you. Get on Facebook, check them out. See all the daily specials. Get over there again. State Line Road, get well at State Line Road, or 3rd Street South. It's Boom City Fireworks. 445-0929. Taking your calls about Zach Edey. I want to see, you know, listen, at the end of the day, you have a choice. You have a chance to either be on the right side of history or the wrong side of history.
That's true.
You don't want to be on the wrong side of history. We'll go to Michael. Michael, you're on.
Hi, guys. Yeah. I'm a Vol fan who is on board with the Edey pick.
Whoa!
Like you.
So
you have made history.
I will put away all the ish that y'all have talked about our program and stick with the pick itself. Now, I think it's easy to see the offensive possibilities with a lineup with Edey and Ja. You surround him with shooters, pick and roll. It's going to open up the floor, I think. Great. Defensively, yeah, he's slow. He's a liability, but he's a liability that can still take away something and provide rim protection because he's 7'4".
Yeah.
So I see the pick. I would have liked to see Dalton, too. I think he'll be a good pro, but I'm on board with the Edey pick. I think it makes sense for the organization where we are right now.
Hey, Michael, thanks for the call.
Michael, I want to give you something. I'd say something good about the Tennessee athletic program.
Okay.
Two words. Ryan Alpert.
There you go. There you go, Michael. That's a good one. You're holding on to a good one.
We're fans of his.
Yes, indeed.
And congrats on the baseball title.
Yes, 445-0929. Hey, Ryan and Ed worked on a game together
in the past.
Tennessee, Virginia football.
Interesting.
Just saying.
Steve, you're on.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yo, Steve.
Hey, man. This is absolutely a good pick. You know, all you got to think about is what Steve-O provided for us, and that was rebounding indeed. You got a big man down there that you don't have to worry about JJ being down there and not getting pushed around with his weight and stuff like that. Now we got somebody in the middle. You got to be concerned about getting shot blocked. Also, as you say, he or if we need to drop the ball down to him, he can make a basket. He can take a shot. He can make. This is absolutely a good pick. Anybody that thinks otherwise, I don't understand why. Because you take years ago, when the playoffs, we would have easily, to me, I think we would have easily beat the Lakers had Steve-O, you know, but because of the injury with them, we can always go to what if and what if. But defensive-wise, you take it 3 years ago when Kyle Newman was there, when Ja was out the game and stuff like that, we won because of defense and Steve-O held in that middle. Now, Steve-O is obviously a veteran with a player and stuff like that, and he used that to his ability. But I think you bring Zach in with the ability. I just think about the championship game. Even though they lost, man, you could see the fire in his belly that was trying to play hard and win this thing for Purdue. And, you know, he just got outplayed. What I wanted the latter versus Edey, yes. But to me, it's 1B. And I'm definitely excited about this.
Hey, thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate it, my man. We got to give it to other ones, but appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
445. Agree with a lot of them.
0929. So far, 2 for 2.
Yeah, man. I think that's what you're going for.
Once again, the real world continues to be separate from the internet. We go to Frank from Skybox. Frank, you're on.
What's going on, John?
What's up? Hey, Jason's here too. I didn't want to, you only acknowledge
you're going to have to drag Jason.
That's right.
Out of Cordova or someplace and get him to come out and hang out with us one day.
He doesn't do that ever. So
well, I'll come have a water with you guys.
He may have a.
You can come, hey,
I appreciate the invite, Frank.
We have great food, Jason. Great food.
Yes, sir.
I'm on board with the pick. I don't care if he can score or not. Having somebody that big in the middle. Look, the guy can alter everybody's shot, and he doesn't even have to jump.
That's right.
So I'm down with the pick. I think it's great. I think he'll set a mean pick. And at 300 pounds, he's not going to get pushed around a lot.
No, sir.
But I don't care if he scores. Hey, if he scores, that's just a plus for us.
I'll tell you this.
Enjoy the show, guys.
Hey, Frank,
thank you, brother.
DJ Burns probably outweighed Zach, and he couldn't push Zach around in that Final Four game. I mean, DJ, no moss, brother. No moss.
Well, they said that he has the upper body of Stephen Adams.
Yeah, bro. At least. 445-0929, getting your thoughts on Zach Edey, 3 for 3. I'm waiting to hear. I heard all the haters last night on Twitter. Where are the haters at? Say it with your chest.
They're in East Tennessee.
That's right. Apparently so. But even East Tennessee called in.
And I really appreciate him.
We go to Dennis. Dennis, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I'm not just disliking the pick, but I just say we just had to hold on, man. There's been other big guys, Yao Ming. How big was Yao Ming? I mean, how big was the beat? So just hold on. But there are good size because I think
the beat sucks.
You know,
that's the first problem.
But, I mean, I'm just saying, everybody's like, oh, he's big, he's massive. I mean, it's going to be other guys in the NBA this his size. You know, maybe not weight-wise, but definitely more skill. But I'm saying I'm not hating the pick because, I mean, it's like, I mean, he's better than Adams, I think, in certain ways. You know, maybe not the passing, but he's going to crash the offensive boards. I think he also is going to set those massive screens for Ja.
Yep.
So I don't think it's a horrible pick. And the only thing I have to say, unlike you guys, I know y'all Memphians, but I can't give Tennessee credit for nothing. But
no,
Dalton Kinnick was a bad boy. I mean,
he was.
There you go. There's some respect.
He was a bad boy. But
no,
hey,
no denying that. Hey,
you too, brother.
Thanks for the call, Dennis. 445-0929 is the number. You want to get in, get your thoughts on Zach Edey. Again, 4 for 4. Everybody likes the Zach Edey pick. I haven't heard any haters. So
Big Yao was 7'6", 310.
Yeah, and like, again, Hashim Thabeet and Zach Edey, the only thing they have in common is that they're 7-footers. Hashim Thabeet did not have the decoration of Zach Edey's career. He was a minus offensively. He could never have any back to the basket.
Yeah, it's a bad comparison.
You know,
their bodies weren't the same either. You didn't have the same.
Right.
Is the body going to hold up with Hashim Thabeet
right.
concerns that you do with Edey? Because he was 260. You know, he's 7'3".
Yeah.
So they're different. The comparison doesn't work.
And again, you're talking about
Big country, man.
You're talking about a guy in Hashim Thabeet who was like along for the ride,
right?
At UConn.
But you said the first thing. The man was never skilled offensively.
Yeah.
This dude is a freaking stud offensively.
He was back to the
just. We're not gonna need all of it.
He was going right. He was going left. It didn't matter. Derek, you're on.
Good evening, guys. All I can say is go Grizzlies. For the past few months, I've been hearing negative talk of Zach Edey. And when I saw him play this past season a couple times, but when I looked at his film, do y'all understand we have a 7'4", basically a 7'4 Tim Duncan?
Bang! Bang! I mean,
you really exciting,
bang!
John.
Bang!
Yeah.
Tim Duncan!
He's the new big fundamental. Do you understand? And so all we have to do, and we won't even need him for all of his offensive talent, but the fact of the matter is there if we need it. He can be a third. He can probably fit in that third option better than Jaren can, honestly.
Ooh, I like it.
So as long as he can move in and out the lane appropriately to allow everybody else to maneuver, it's a win-win. And I just hate it for the rest of the league because we're back to give it to him.
Scary hours, Derek. Scary hours.
Got this man too hype.
Hey, Derek, thanks for the call.
I don't know about if Tim Duncan and Zach Edey should be in the same sentence.
Tim Duncan.
I do love the enthusiasm.
Quit hating.
I'm not hating.
Quit hating, bro. Tim Duncan or a bust.
Don't hate on us. Who was it, Dennis?
Connor, let him know. Tim Duncan.
Don't hate on me and Dennis just because we ain't just as giddy as y'all. As giddy as you.
Big fundamental. Bigger fundamental. How about that? That's Zach Edey.
Better not clog up that lane like Jonas did. Let me tell you that.
No, it's not even close to the same game. 445-0929. You ain't got to worry about that. We go to Eric. Eric, you're on.
Hey, I'm also a happy camper because let me get this straight. Wasn't Stephen Adams a rugby player? And Zach Edey's a hockey player. So that means they basically both have good footwork. Like Hakeem Olajuwon, Hakeem didn't have that much practical basketball experience before he came to the University of Houston. Zach Edey has been playing the game for, 6 years?
Yep.
And he's shown a rapid ability to play the game. I think you got some similarities with some other big men, and with his work ethic and his ability to pick up the game, I think we got us a pretty good player that everyone's kind of underestimating.
Agreed, Eric. Thanks for the call. Tim Duncan, Hakeem Olajuwon, Can I get a Kareem? Can I get a Kareem in the next call?
Might be a Wilt.
From Noah.
Where we're going.
Noah, do you see 100 Wilt
points.
Or Kareem in Zach Edey? Give it to us!
Nah, not even close, John. Sorry, man.
Thank you for keeping it realistic.
Here's the thing. His size, his foot speed, all of that. What makes you think he's going to be able to be a good fit for Ja Morant when he's going to sit in the middle of the lane, set a few screens, but he's not going to be able to get out of the way in time? All he's going to do is hurt Ja Morant because Ja doesn't have the jump shot.
To your point, I mean, bet not. That's what I'm saying. But he knows that coming in, and that will be the focus. You cannot clog up the lane. You have to be creator.
That was our first Edie hater. That was our
He doesn't have to be called an Edie hater just because he brings you some real stuff.
He just said he's going to hurt Ja Morant. He just said.
Well, he sounds like a. Yeah, well, if you're going to put it that it can't be done, then yeah, I guess you could categorize it as that. You have to understand that from
Edie
the time you walk through the door.
Amazing screens.
That you can't be Jonas. You have to be screen setting Steven Adams.
He sets
you
amazing
have to lean
screens.
Toward the latter as opposed to the former.
We go to Corey. Corey, you're on.
Don't hate on him, no.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yo.
What's up, brother?
Hey, I remember about 2 years ago when the Tigers had a potential second round matchup in the NCAA tournament to play Zach Edey. And all I heard was Zach Edey wasn't this, he wasn't that, not a world beater, you know, blah, 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 blah. But now all of a sudden he's going to be the anchor for the Grizzlies. Like, I'm just trying to make it make sense, that's all.
Anchor's a strong word, right? He is going to be the middle piece. But when you say anchor.
Well, Purdue lost, so I don't really remember us talking much about Purdue.
Well, no, I'm going to say what he's doing, he's keeping it fair. Because we did say that the athleticism of that, who was that team knocked him out?
Philly Dickinson.
That their athleticism, the smaller guards, just a little bit of quickness.
Yeah.
Because I believe this point was made, and it probably was made here, but a bunch of other places, that the quickness seemed to, you know, that he couldn't, you know, they neutralized him with their quickness and everything else. And wasn't it a bunch of guards that were offensive rebound and everything else? Now, we're talking about 2 seasons ago.
And it was his fifth year playing basketball. So he's played six years.
But if you're going to count that, you also have to count
what he did against
the push that he made last year to the championship game.
You know,
if we're going to keep it all fair, you got to take into the whole body.
Right.
And so he was a better player the next year.
He would not have gone ninth last year.
And again, and this is how I would end it, you're not asking him to be the anchor. Yes, he's in the middle, but you're not talking about a guy that's coming in here to, you know, to be the face of your franchise.
Corey
John Moran is the anchor.
Corey thought now, he cooked.
Unlike John, I'm not going to hate on people that have questions.
Oh, I'm going to hate.
Because you're a little too good.
I'm going to hate on the haters. All right, last word on this. Make it count, Matt.
That's a lot of pressure. What's going on, Jason, John?
What's up, brother?
So y'all mentioned him once or twice. I'm going to mention him. And I'm just stupid. So maybe you can help me not be stupid. What was wrong? And I understand his defensive deficiencies. What was wrong with Jonas Valanciunas? He averaged 15 points, 12.5 rebounds on 60% shooting. I just want to know your thoughts on it. That's all.
Thanks, Matt. I think the Grizzlies viewed Jonas as training wheels for Ja. I think they wanted to play a different way, right? And plus his money, you know, and they just wanted to enter a new phase, right? And
no, I mean, I get where he's coming. It was fun watching Jonas dominate a basketball game, but that was not the way you were ever going to win championships here. And to your point, I mean, the way you put it with training wheels for Ja, what you need for him is to clear space. Mm-hmm. You need to clear the lane. Jonas loved being in the center of it and asking for the ball,
that
and that's the
easy
way that he played. And frankly, you didn't get an engaged Jonas if you weren't feeding him. We saw times where he was frustrated.
Exactly.
He wasn't getting the ball.
And he's
so
still like that today.
And to that other caller's point, like if that's what Zach Edey's thinking is going to happen, he's wrong. Because, again, you will lean more towards the screen-setting, space-creating big that Steven Adams was. That's what it has to be in this offense.
Yes.
But, yes, if it's clogging it up, that's a problem.
Yep.
If that's what ends up happening.
But it ain't,
from day one, that will be the point, that it cannot do that.
Zach clogged the lane for Purdue because he had to. They had no other players.
Yeah.
They had Lance Jones and 5'9" Braden Smith. Like, that was the way they had to win, right? So understand that I don't think that's the way Zach Edey wanted to, but it's just the only way that they were going to be able to take advantage.
Purdue's best way to win.
Exactly.
Throw the ball into him. And run everything through him.
That's
not the way the Grizzlies play offense.
He can adapt.
But, yeah.
You know, I mean, he was there when Jaden Ivey was there. He wasn't the guy, though. It was Travion Williams more so than Zach at that time. So I would have really loved to have seen him with Jaden Ivey. Like, because that would have at least, Jaden's not Ja, but it would have at least been like, okay, this is what it could look like with an athletic guard.
Yes, and dynamic, yeah.
You know, and Purdue never just had that when he was like the man, you know? So, look, I think you guys are going to really love how.
Sounds like you've already bought the jersey.
For, again, we don't have any for, you know.
I mean, you had some of our callers drunk with your enthusiasm.
Good. Because I can tell you that the majority of the people that called in today, I mean, Matt really had more of a query than anything else, which I respect. We sort of can do, we're like Jam 1. You want to know what time it is? You want to know what the temperature is outside? We'll tell you, okay? Mm-hmm. But most of the people, 80% of the people that called in today, were on the right side of history.
Yeah.
Hakeem Olajuwon, Tim Duncan, I didn't hear any Wilder Kareem. You know, Noah. Noah's going to be there on his island. You know, was that Noah Connect? Was that his brother? Was that Dalton's brother that called in? Because that was Hator. Hey, Tor, no doubt about that. Again, only one on the wrong side. We can save so many souls on this show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jeff Cogg is going to join us on the other side, talk to him about that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South, online and on the phone, thanks to Odyssey. The Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers simply say, play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
Grilling out. It's as American as fireworks, as hot dogs and hamburgers, and as Kingsford Original Charcoal. Because enjoying that unmistakable aroma and sharing the authentic wood-fired flavor of Kingsford Original with great friends makes the 4th of July even more special than it already is. And that's pretty special. So here's to America, and here's to Kingsford Original Charcoal, America's grilling expert. Kingsford.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Dead battery on America's birthday? America's number one battery destination is here to help. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging at every store, and batteries starting at just $79.99. With our 4th of July sale, we have savings to help you red, white, and do any other jobs you've been putting off. It's everything you need to get back on the road at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
And paid for by AG Marketing Group. Attention timeshare owners. If you need to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, please listen to the following message. Getting out of a timeshare commitment is not easy, and it takes time. But we specialize in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares forever. Can't get the vacation dates that work for you? Maybe you felt taken advantage of or forced into the timeshare? Maybe you just can't continue to shoulder those monthly payments any longer. If you need to eliminate your timeshare commitment, then you need to take down this number. 800-858-0815. We will safely and legally get rid of your timeshare payments forever, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't continue to let your timeshare be a financial burden to you and your loved ones. Call us now at 800-858-0815. The call is free. The consultation is free. Call 800-858-0815. That's 800-858-0815. Again, 800-858-0815.
Get ready, because the Gossip Mitsubishi Motors Summer Sales Event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG Highway? We Gossip in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. 18960 or 279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossip 27350 or 399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossip 29865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossip Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossip Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
Mirage RHF 09083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU 01-10-764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO 53896, MSRP 30895, PF 695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid to end of the month with approved credit dealer stock only.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Columnist over at the Daily Memphian, host of Jeff Calkins Show. Joins us every Thursday, and he joins us now. So, the choice is in. It is Ed Scott at the, I'm just kidding, Zach Edey. Zach Edey at number 9 for the Memphis Grizzlies. And I want to start with a sociological discussion.
Yes, sir.
Which are always my favorite.
Yeah.
So last night on social media, I was actually on social media. I was like, I was in it last night. I was like, I'm going to get my sword out, and I'm going to defend this man. You know?
Yeah.
Because everybody was hating. Everybody had something bad to say about Zach, or how he was a bad pick, or how could Zach Kleiman do this? And everybody was so negative last night. And then we just took calls, and I know you took calls today, and everybody was so happy. Everybody was like, this is such a good pick. I mean, maybe like one or two, you know, were a little less sure, but it was overwhelming, like, this is a good pick. I'm excited. And it's just yet another reminder that the internet is not real.
Yeah, it's really kind of remarkable. I mean, we put up a poll. What do you think of the pick? Love it, hate it, or wait and see? And obviously wait and see is the one that should win, because like any draft pick, right, you really do wait and see. But the haters hate it. At one point it was 4% of the vote. Like, it was just nothing. It was meaningless. And yet on Twitter/X last night, you would have thought it was the overwhelming majority. And so I don't know whether it's a little of both. Like, the people who choose to be there posting are oriented a certain way, or the people who choose to speak out, you know, unhappiness is louder than happiness, very clearly. And so it was kind of stunning. It's like, oh, here we were all ready to defend this pick today. And again, I have questions myself. Like, I don't think it's necessarily going to work out. We'll see. But I was prepared to be defending it today. And then you're like, defending from who? Everyone's pretty happy. You know, everyone's basically like, okay, I see the logic in that. And I see some of the, you know, possible downsides, but I kind of like it. And then the other thing that happens too is over time, people talk themselves into it. So most of the unhappiness is instant fresh reaction, right? And then the way it works, particularly with draft picks, coaching hires, that kind of stuff, as time goes by, you talk yourself into it because you want to believe. And so that's happened too. I think that's the other reason why people are so positive today. Enough time has elapsed that even the people who are like, I don't love that, are starting to come around.
We've talked a lot about the positives and where he fits, and even in some places where he might be better than Steven Adams, like the free throw line. And I was listening to you today on him, and you and Harrington, too, on him, and John, too. We focused a great deal on how he fits. I want to go back to what's more interesting to me is what you just noted. Like, you have questions. So what's at the top of your concern list about Zach Edey?
I mean, defense is the biggest concern, right? I think it's pretty clear.
It has to be talked about, right? It just does.
Yeah, and Chris talked about this on my show. Offensively, the role that Steven Adams played, even though you wouldn't think of him as a great offensive player, he really had more impact offensively than he did defensively, just from screen setting and offensive rebounding.
Yep.
And so if you take those two things, screen setting and offensive rebounding, he's not at this point the passer certainly that Steven Adams was. Who knows how that can develop. But then you throw in how much immensely more skilled he is around the basket and the free throw shooting. He actually should be better maybe immediately, and impact immediately offensively. The question is literally foot speed, right? I mean, that's literally the question. Now, he, honestly, even as a guy who's 7'4", his block rate wasn't particularly extraordinary at Purdue. Some of that is explained by they really made an emphasis to him that you got to stay on the floor. So we don't need you getting fouls, right? So he might be a better shot blocker as a pro than he was in college, just because if he's only playing 20 minutes and, you know, whatever, like, he'll be allowed to be more aggressive. But yeah, I mean, you know, is he, you know, guys are going to turn the corner on him. Like, what's it going to be like when you get him in space? But it's good to point out, what's it like when you put Jonas in space, or Brook Lopez, or like, pick, you know, most of these lumbering dudes aren't particularly nimble. And so, but there will be challenges, and I think that's obviously the big question. Plus, you know, he won't run the floor. Like, you know, he's not going to run the floor with Ja. That's the other question. But neither did Steven Adams. Steven Adams was a great outlet passer, so he triggered. But
I just thought that was a weird criticism. I really did. Like, I thought it was a very strange criticism of the pick that, like, the people, I guess, thought was clever, that he's never going to cross half court by the time Ja. Like, first of all, do you think, like, Ja is a one-man wrecking crew in transition. He doesn't wait.
He really needs a lot of help.
Yeah, like,
he needs a lot of help. He needs one or two guys down there running the floor with him. He doesn't,
like,
need five.
I mean, you know? maybe it's been like that long since you saw Ja play that you forgot, but he was never like looking back like, hey, what kind of help do I have?
People were pretty happy about Jonas. They were upset when he was traded.
Right.
Was he running the floor with Ja? No, it's just not. Like,
I just think people have like a predisposition to like not like things, you know, like if it's a change or like, you know, I was thinking about this with Jason. We were talking about, like, when's the last draft pick not named Ja Morant that people actually liked, that people were like, oh, yeah, this
is. I think people like Desmond Brandon. I think people like Brandon Clark. I think the other things first of all, big guys are targets, right? Just big guys, and Chris said this too, if he's great, if he's giving good, people are going to love him. You know, just love him. If he's terrible, he's going to be much more of a target than Zaire was. You know, and Zach Kleiman is going to be much more, you know, criticized than for Zaire, just because he's a big guy. I think the other thing that's happened here with Edie, though, is that if, let's say, they drafted Saloon, right, the French guy who went to Charlotte, what could we have said other than, huh? Right? Zach Edey, we've seen him. And so we can have an opinion on him because, like, he's a rare player we've seen for 4 years. And honestly, if you're a Tennessee fan, you've hated him for a couple of years. Right? I mean, I think that is part of what's playing into it, too. There are people who hate him. They hated the way he drew fouls, they whatever else. And so he's a little more polarizing because at least there's something to be polar. How could Tijon Saloon have been polarizing, right? He's just like, well, hope he's good. Or Bouzelis. Like, Bouzelis was there. They're there for them to pick. If they had picked Bouzelis, I think people would criticize it because where he's going to play, but there wouldn't have been the instant loud, he's going to be a bust kind of thing, because you can have no opinion on Bouzelis. How could you?
Yes. No, I think it's I think the floor is really high. Maybe the ceiling's not. I don't really care.
Right.
They didn't need a high ceiling project that in 3-4 years maybe he's amazing. You know, like, you just don't need that.
No.
I think the context is just so important here, and that's a big part of why I love it. I mean, I obviously, you know, covering college basketball and knowing those guys, like, you know, talking to Goodman and stuff, like, this guy loves basketball. He wants to be great at it. He is a great personality. You know, he never complained about not playing at Purdue. He had to wait 2-3 years before he was the guy. And he was getting his ass kicked in practice. And he worked his way up the roster and became the 2-time college basketball player of the year. You know, and part of that was being patient and working hard. I think that's a great thing for this Grizzlies team to have. A young guy that loves basketball is going to work his ass off, plus do the things that they need him to do. And I think he's going to be open to that. So I don't really know how this doesn't work. Like, again, maybe he's just completely unplayable. But I don't believe that about him. I think he's going to be just fine.
I think if you take the combination of the Grizzlies' window, which is immediate, right? So that rules out a bunch of players. And then the Grizzlies' need, which is glaring, you know, glaring, this position. And then you take the nature of this draft, which is crappy, right? So you take those three things, and they dictated this pick. And what you saw was a lot of teams are not just making random picks about good players. They're making picks about players who fit in the context of their team and their team's timeline, right? So you look at Minnesota. They're giving up future picks because their timeline is now, but they have a particular need. They're not great half court. Mike Conley's older, so you go up, you get Dillingham, and he's going to be fun, you know, to have him around Ant and whatever else, help scoring. You got all kinds of defensive players to put around him, so the need is immediate. The fit is perfect. And then you look at San Antonio, which gave up that pick, and they're like, okay, we don't really have particular needs, whatever. We're just finding good players to put around Wemby. And our timing, they very clearly decided our timing is not this year. They don't care if they stink. I think they want to be back in the lottery this year. And what they have is they have these future ones and a pick swap that they got from Minnesota, which they may not use, but they will use to get other players to put around Wemby the next year, probably 2 years from now, when they're actually ready to win. Teams are building purely with these, with not just the need in mind, but where they are as a franchise in mind, more and more and more. And the Grizzlies, to a very clear extent, did that last night.
Jeff, what does it say about the pro that you are? The fact that French gentleman's name that you just pronounced very boldly and did it sound very correctly. John and I have been too cowardly. Andrew Hill, the guy who's Drew Hill's a pro too. He wouldn't try to say it. The fact that you clearly studied it. You studied the pronunciation. You knew, what is it, Saloon? Give us the pronunciation again. Because he's a very important piece here.
Let's be honest. I'm a little iffy on the first name.
It was very strong.
No, I'm pretty convinced that the last name is Saloon, though. And that's easy, right? You walk into a saloon. Like Matt Dillon once did. Not our Matt Dillon, the other Matt Dillon. It's a saloon. The saloon was easy. Saloon is easy. But it is clear. What do we think about three French dudes in the top 10 and another French dude later on? It's a French takeover.
I think a lot of it is just like, I don't know. I think teams are just, they see Wemby and they're just falling in love with the French system, you know? Like they're falling in love with like the, I genuinely
believe.
What does
it say about
this?
The American basketball player though in grassroots? You won't dig that far? You don't
well,
think
no,
that
I mean,
this
Adam
is representative?
Silver talked about
kind
it, right?
Amazing.
That our skill development is
seriously
lacking, you know?
Yeah.
But I also think, I truly believe this, that people are infatuated by like the possibilities that maybe they haven't like, you know, he's a French guy. He's a foreigner. We don't know as much. It could be.
I don't believe that at all.
I
don't believe it for the French. Does it work as well for Lithuanians and Serbians? We had a Serbian who fell. Now, that was because of the knee injury.
Yeah, I mean, he got drafted 12th, and he can't even walk.
He got drafted 12th. What do we think of Connect to the Lakers? You happy about Connect to the Lakers? It will hurt. I'll say this. If Edie stinks, that will be bad for Zach Randolph and for Zach Kleinman and the team. And if Connect is awesome with the Lakers, that will be painful, don't you think?
No, because a lot of teams passed on him.
Well, that is true.
And I think that makes me feel actually a lot. Like, if he'd have gone next, if he'd have gone ninth or eighth,
it makes a difference.
If he'd have gone 10th, I'd have said, oh, damn.
Absolutely.
But because that actually made me feel a lot better about the Edie pick, because clearly
the worst would have been if that, and it is true how as a sports fan I'm often guarding against like, okay, what could be the most painful thing here to happen, and I just don't want that to happen.
Yes.
Like I'm guarding my feelings all the time. I actually think the most painful thing for him to happen was him going to Oklahoma City
or the Miami Heat. Like
a team that's perceived to be genius,
yes,
you know, and a team that's genius like him, and you could have had him. And no one thinks the Lakers are genius, right?
But I think they're like desperate. They're a desperate team, you know,
right.
And they're like, but like to me, the fact that the Miami Heat are going to probably, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with Jimmy Butler, right? And they clearly do need some more scoring on the perimeter, and they still said, no thanks, like. That's like, they must not think he can guard at all. They must not think that Dawes Connect can guard at all. And so that, to me, makes me feel a lot better about Edie. It just does. Like, the fact that eight other teams passed.
I think that's fair.
Seven teams passed. Yeah. But
Edie is, in addition to everything else, Edie's a fun pick because we saw him, you know, because he is. We've all seen him. He's a personality. Like in everybody's most interesting things about what happened in the draft last night, the Grizzlies taking Zach Edey was right there, right? Like it was maybe the most interesting thing. Did anything more interesting happen in the draft last night?
No.
It was the most interesting thing.
I mean, off the top of my head, I mean, I don't think many people had Zach Edey. Like at one time, Zach Edey was 12-1 to go in the top 10. You know, and as it closed last night, it was 3-1. So maybe somebody knew something somewhere. But I don't really. I mean, we want to talk about
it's sort of the lead story. You know, sort of the lead story last night.
Zach, I mean, Rob Dillingham. Maybe.
I was going to say, because of the fit, that concerns me, Jeff, because I think it's a perfect fit, quite frankly. You know.
Yeah.
But you can't live your life in fear. You know,
I mean, Jeff told me he raised me that way.
I do. As a sports fan, I live my life in fear.
When I said
as
Jeff,
a parent, I live my life in fear.
I remember.
Basically, as a journalist, I live my life in fear. What do the other guys have? How are we going to get? I pretty much live my life in fear. Yeah.
But I remember asking you, Jeff. I said, well, what about if it ever has to come to an end with Penny Hardaway? We don't want it to be Larry Finch. And what did you boldly tell me?
I said you can't live your life in fear.
That's what you told me. And I've lived my life
that way ever since. Maybe that was bad advice. At the time when they hired Penny, I'm like, you can't possibly not hire Penny because of some idea that in 6 years, if it's not working out, people are going to be unhappy.
You were right.
But here we are.
It's pretty miserable. It really is.
It is pretty miserable.
Because it's already like starting.
It would be so much better to have questions about this basketball program if it were a coach other than anyone but Penny Hardaway, right?
Oh, yeah. I was taking apps. I mean, you want to talk about.
You'd be all in on crushing whoever is the coach. If Joe Smith were the coach of this team right now and they were in the situation they were in and it had the record that he had, you'd be crushing them.
Man, oh, easily.
And happily crushing them.
That is so true. You said Ben.
And no one would be defending him.
No one would be defending him
except for maybe a few rebounders who got to know him.
Yeah.
You know, people in the rebounders who got to know that person.
I mean, it was so bad that we were groaning when Memphis advanced in the conference tournament. We were groaning. We were like, damn it. Kareem Brewton hit the game winner. Son of a bitch.
Somebody's like, see there?
You know? It was like you never in the history of Memphis basketball.
It's easier when everyone can acknowledge what's going on with it.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Like, so this is, you know, because it's Penny, it's like.
Painful.
It's not over yet. It's not over yet.
No, of course it's not over. We're all hoping that it was.
They have a glaring need that they have not yet addressed, and I'm not sure how they plan to do it, if they can't even do it at this point. On the wing. So, you know, that kind of hurts them. That hurt no kind of about it. But this is not a day about Memphis Tiger basketball. This is a day about the Grizzlies. And I'll ask you this real quick before we get out of here. Ed Scott is going to be introduced tomorrow as the Memphis Athletic Director. You wrote about it today. And all of the challenges that he immediately is walking into. For as good as some things may be, it is. You can sort of see a world where it's extremely daunting for Ed, too.
Yeah, I think both of things are true. I think, listen, it's the first time that Memphis can look around, Memphis fans can say, and make a legitimate argument that the best team not in the Power Five. And that's heady stuff. That's great. You saw right now on the new the NCAA, you know, whatever video game that's coming out, college football.
Yes.
Memphis has a top 20 offense, and rated top 20. Like, there's a lot of good stuff happening. They got the money for the stadium. But with all of that, opportunity comes responsibility. You got the money for the stadium. Now you've got to execute redoing the stadium and running the stadium and leveraging the stadium to make more money to pay for the stadium. Like, there's a lot to do. You got to raise the money to get Fred Smith's, the Smith family's matching funds, right? You got to do that. That's going to be difficult. You're coming in, you're sort of changing horses in midstream here. You have the opportunity because you're this great, you're the best group of five team. Does that mean you're supposed to get them into the Power Five? Well, good luck with that. Let's see. I mean, if that's the challenge as the new AD, that's a pretty high challenge. All you have to do is something that no one has ever done before, right? To be successful, you have to do something that no one has ever done before. And then there's the situation where with Memphis basketball, which could get tricky, could get complicated. We saw a sample of that last week when things got heated. And so it can be very daunting for a guy coming in, starting fresh. As I sort of said in my column, there is no way to predict or to know whether Ed Scott's terrific or not, like how he's going to be successful or not. It's certainly notable that he is the first black AD, and I certainly think that's something to celebrate. But we don't know how, you know, it's really hard. If you're hiring a coach, you look at what they've done on the field, and we can see, oh, this is what Mike Norvell's offense looked like. I think he'll be good. With an AD, deputy AD at Virginia, who could possibly know?
Right, exactly, yes.
He seems to be well-credentialed and whatever, but you can't possibly know. So I'm not going to go out on a limb and go say he's great, he's going to be terrible, whatever else. I'm going to hope he's going to be great, but I do think the challenges are large.
As large as Zach Edey?
As large as Zach
well done.
Edey. Exactly right. Nicely tied up there, John.
Does he make you want to come out of retirement to cover sports again?
It's funny. I nearly tweeted, you know what? The fact that Zach Edey is going to be, a Grizzly next year makes me lament briefly that I'm not a full-time sports columnist anymore. Because I think it makes them even more fun.
No, it does. They make no mistake. Like the Ja posted a meme of Chris Rock or Chris Tucker in Rush Hour. Okay, that is hilarious. Like the image of Zach and Ja next to each other is classic. It is too funny. So it will. It will make for
one. Seems like he's a good personality.
Great personality.
Why wouldn't you want a chance? Now it'll be a little painful again. Like you hope he's good.
He'll be good enough. I'm standing on that. Thanks, Jeff.
He'll be good enough.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yep, he is. Jeff Calkins joins us every Thursday here on the show. Good stuff from him. We'll come back, wrap this up. Before we do that, though, I want to tell you about our friends at Shoot 360. Want to get better at the game of basketball? You guys heard us talking about it with Herd yesterday. They got some big expansion news coming, which we'll share when that happens. But in the meantime, in between time, 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville, it's a utopia for basketball, man. Just telling you. I mean, the technology there, it's interactive, it's immersive, it's fun. So if you got a hooper in the house, like if Dominic was old enough, for example, and he wanted to, like, he could do, we'd be there all the time. Yeah. That's coming. That day is coming. And you're going to notice an improvement in their game, and they're going to get some energy out. So bedtime's going to be easier. It's just a win-win out of Chew 360.
It's like Oz. And Chew 360 is like a wizard.
It is.
And in terms of what the wizard can do for you when it comes to your basketball game, or in this case, your child's or your niece or your nephew's, they're going to have that thing on point. It's not just the shot, as John's told you. It's the all of it. The ball handling, the dribbling, even your physical attributes, your vertical, because they've got the physical development coaches in the weight training. Some of the old school, but mixed in with the new NASA-level technology. You'll absolutely love it, much like playing a video game. Your kid's going to go crazy. You're going to love it because of the membership options. Get in line now. Out at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville, so that you're in place for the new place with your membership. It's Shoot 360, the future of basketball training. Again, go see them right now at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
Grilling out. It's as American as fireworks, as hot dogs and hamburgers, and as Kingsford Original Charcoal. Because enjoying that unmistakable aroma and sharing the authentic wood-fired flavor of Kingsford Original with great friends makes the 4th of July even more special than it already is. And that's pretty special. So here's to America, and here's to Kingsford Original Charcoal, America's grilling expert. Kingsford.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Dead battery on America's birthday? America's number one battery destination is here to help. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging at every store, and batteries starting at just $79.99. With our 4th of July sale, we have savings to help you red, white, and do any other jobs you've been putting off. It's everything you need to get back on the road at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
All 650 acquisition fee, Telluride RG510849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE780169, MSRP 21820. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event going on right now at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop.
Randy, the scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for less. 2024 Kia Forte LXS 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month. $34.99 due at signing. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX 357 a month? $39.99 due at signing, 24-month lease.
Plus 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And every Gossett Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or online anytime, KiaMountMoriah.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You know who else is doing it big? My number one overall pick. When it comes to chicken wings.
Thought you were going to say Zach Eady.
Well, yeah.
When you said chicken wings, then I knew.
Yeah, I already did that for the other 3 hours of the show, though. I figured you'd already been up on that. But it's the Wing Guru. Best wings in town. Undisputed. You ain't going to have no debate, all right, about good, bad, nope, goat wings. Garlic sriracha would be my suggestion. But get the can't catch gal. Can't get the Triple J. You think Zach will get a flavor here at some point?
I bet Wing Guru's already reached out. Welcome to DM, Zach. We can't wait to
Billy
feed you,
it.
Big fella.
Billy on it. So, yes, get on over to the Wing Guru and support Billy Richmond and those folks today.
Yep, and you can take advantage of this special for the rest of the month. $5.99 for two legs, crispy legs, done only the way that the Wing Guru can do them, dipped in one of your favorite. Whatever your favorite is of those 22 flavors that Billy has put together himself. Y'all know I'm a Nashville hot guy. You'll get those two legs with a seasoned fry or okra for just $5.99 in store or online at thewingguru.com. When you see Bill Richmond, you tell him Jason John sent you.
Great stuff there from Jeff Calkins, who admitted that he wants to come out of retirement to cover Zach Eady. That tells you a lot, doesn't it?
Well, he made you look like the amateur that you are in his pronunciation of saloon. You know, you wouldn't even touch it.
Wouldn't even worry about it. Because he's not going to be a relevant player in the league, bro. I'm not worried about it.
Well, I'm just saying it matters because you wanted to trade up to Charlotte to get Klingon.
Yeah.
But you're right. Because now I know. I get it. Zach Eady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're just ready to turn the page and for the page to only read Zach Eady, Zach Eady, Zach Eady, Zach Eady.
Mm-hmm.
But, we had to talk history today and talk about what happened. Again. Brush up on your French pronunciations.
Yeah, I will say.
Both of us, we can both be better. I'll put myself in there with you.
From the Spurs perspective, I'm just thinking about it now.
Yeah.
That's kind of that's a tough one to swallow there.
That's why they've said it. Should Wimby be mad?
Yeah.
Because don't you think he's ready to win right now? You think he's ready to be told, yeah, we're acquiring picks for down the road because, yeah, Wimby, that's going to get greater later.
Yep.
Nobody wants to hear that when you went through the season he did last year.
Man,
you're playing your ass off and you're losing.
Million years away.
So that's not fun.
Yeah.
There's nothing fun about that.
No doubt. I would feel some type of way. I got to say, I would feel some type of way about that. We got the presidential debate tonight, 8 o'clock.
Oh, boy.
So that will be appointment television.
Ding, ding.
Yeah. Who's moderating it? Do we know?
I have no idea.
It's the CNN, I think. CNN folks.
I haven't paid attention to know who's moderating.
But yeah, Zach Eady should do it. I mean, he can.
No.
There's nothing that man can't do.
Nah.
He can moderate.
He can't control these two.
Oh, yeah. He'll have
hotheads.
He can keep them apart just from the middle of the stage with his wingspan, bro.
The glove's going to be, we're taking them off tonight.
Yeah, this will be our first debate of the election. And
Biden's going to be locked in. Trump's going to be locked in. Who wins?
I don't know. It's like it's nothing huge. It's just our country in the balance. But it is entertainment. It really is.
In a way. Kind of sad, though. There's a part of that that's sad, too.
You got
entertainment.
Yeah, I know.
It shouldn't be that.
Agreed. Because you should normally, never care about the debate, right? Like, you just kind of, gloss
serious
over,
concerns.
But, yeah, you got, Israel and Gaza. You got the border. You got inflation. You got Ukraine, Russia. Yeah. You got a lot of different issues to touch on, in China.
Climate, fool.
Climate is
quit
not one of them.
Quit ignoring it.
Climate is
quit
not.
Quit ignoring
climate.
It, John.
I thought you said climb in.
Climate. Climate change, fool. It's hot.
8 o'clock tonight.
Have you noticed?
Also, the second round of the NBA draft. We'll break it all down tomorrow. Thanks, of course, to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show. Thanks to Drew Hill. Jeffrey and Company up next. Stick around for Jason O'John. We're gone.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Buckle up for a ride through the sports universe on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Fueled by the same passion and innovation as Elon Musk.
This is definitely a stack deck on that front.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
So, yeah, I think we need to be as rigorous about
merit as possible.
Catch all the Tiger touchdowns, Grizzlies dunks, and more hoops. We're the engine behind Elon Musk's next big idea. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports supercomputer.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023